Driving the candy apple red Porsche onto McCain property was tantamount to waving a red flag before a bull. But Tara had come too far to turn back now. She stopped in front of the imposing iron gates and commanded herself to remain calm. Her palms were already damp, and her pulse was accelerating with alarming speed. Just the thought of being near Rand again made her heart pound and her breathing labored. She couldn't allow him to affect her this way. If she didn't remain immune to him, she'd have no hope of winning a battle of wills. Mustering her self-control, she tooted the horn and then breathed a small sigh of relief when a stranger came from the gatehouse. Luckily, he was a new employee and wouldn't recognize her. Chalk one up in her favor. As she rolled down her window, the warm Oklahoma breeze wafted in, assaulting her senses and bringing back poignant memories. She really loved this ranch, and leaving it had been the hardest thing she'd ever done in her life. Coming back was the second hardest. There was no time for reminiscing, she admonished herself sternly, then forced a smile that was bright and cheerful. "Hello," she greeted the thin young man who approached the car. Her soft southern accent held a captivating sweetness and brought a slight blush to his rather gaunt features. "I'm Tara McCain, and I've come to visit my family. I wanted to surprise them, but I'll need your help." The man tipped his hat respectfully and gave her a guarded smile. She knew her only hope of gaining entrance to the ranch was dependent on deceiving this boy, yet she hated lying to anyone. Still, if he insisted on checking with Rand, there would be no gates open to her. "I have my electronic control for the gate, but I don't know if the code has been changed. I've been out of state for the past year, and I haven't had any need to check it," she explained as she showed him the device. When he remained hesitant, she flashed him another smile and punched in the old code she'd originally installed. The huge iron gates began to slowly slide apart, and Tara heaved a mental sigh of relief. Now the watchman easily returned her smile. The remote and code had assured her clearance. "You must be good with numbers, if you remember the code after all that time," he declared, his expression admiring. Tara gave him the full benefit of her wide-eyed gaze and tried to conceal her impatience. She desperately wanted to pass through the gates, but she didn't want to arouse his suspicion. "I'm one of those odd creatures who loves numbers, computers, and programming," she told him truthfully, knowing few people were willing to accept the fact she had brains as well as beauty. At times, the beauty could be a detriment, but she'd never regretted her mental abilities. "I helped Rand implement the security system here at the ranch." When the impressionable young man's eyes widened in awe, Tara feared she'd given herself away. She prayed this new staff member didn't know Rand's estranged wife was responsible for the computerized security. "Wow," he exclaimed in genuine enthusiasm. "I've studied the system and worked with it for a while. It's one of the best I've ever seen." Her soft laughter was sweetened by genuine delight. "Thank you. I take it you're in charge of the system now?" "Yes, ma'am," he responded, suddenly remembering his manners. "My name's Donnie Lee Pruitt. I'm working for Mr. McCain until I go to college in the fall. I've already been accepted at Computon in Oklahoma City. It's one of the finest computer schools in the country."
"I know," she replied warmly. "You must be very pleased. Computon's become so popular they had to limit enrollment. I studied there myself, and I loved every minute of it."
"You did? No kidding. Have you just graduated?"
Tara couldn't help but enjoy his enthusiasm. Her smile widened, and she teased,
"I'm a little older than most of their students. I studied there several years ago and do some teaching for them. But mostly I just freelance."
"Freelance?"
he questioned, and then his eyes grew still wider. Suddenly, he was studying her with great intensity. She would have been uncomfortable if she hadn't known what was going through his mind.
"You're the T.L. McCain who writes for Computer News? You're considered one of the best troubleshooters to ever touch a keyboard."
This boy was definitely good for her ego, she thought.
"The name's Tara Lee McCain. My mother is a hopeless romantic. I write and work under the initials T.L. because a lot of men still resist taking business advice from a woman."
Donnie Pruitt seemed struck speechless, and her amusement increased. She was used to being respected and appreciated in her own environment, but she certainly hadn't expected to find anyone on Rand's ranch who cared one iota about her reputation.